The number looked suspicious. +61 444 444 444. But the message read, police are searching for a 19-year-old last sighted at Maitland earlier today. Now, I didn't get this text message, but my social media was full of people who did. You may have been one of them, asking if it was a scam. What was happening? Well, it wasn't. This is the newest tool used by the New South Wales Police Force to help locate missing people. And in the Hunter this week, it worked. It's called geotargeting. It's not new, but it's something that is evolving. So I thought you and I should learn a little bit more about it. Our teacher today is Dr. Katina Michael from the School for the Future of Innovation in Society at Arizona State University. Katina, good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
How new is it for New South Wales Police to be using geotargeting messages like this?
Well, it was launched on the 11th of March of 2021. This is for missing persons in particular, under limited circumstances, but it has been around since 2009. My team and I, formerly at the University of Wollongong, were researching the National Emergency Warning System as a result of those horrid Victorian bushfires that killed about 174 people all that time ago.
Yeah, so that's where we might be used to it, is over the summer period or in floods when the SES or the RFS flickers a text, a warning message.
Exactly. And so while we've been used to this for emergency situations, certainly we are not used to it for missing person alerts. In the states where I'm from, in Arizona, we also get these alerts, for example, for kidnappings or perpetrators or even things to do with inclement weather.
How does it work, geotargeting?
Well, it's based on the missing person, so their last known location. And so we're not really targeting observers, like people in the community. We're geotargeting the individual that has gone missing, tracing them to their last location, either through a dash cam, through a CCTV camera, or their own mobile phone on their possession. And we're saying from that location, we're going to build a buffer outward and capture probably the community up to 5 kilometres, for example, in an urban centre. That's about 500,000 people. But if I'm in a regional or rural area, we spread that zone out to about 20 kilometres range.
Yeah. And so if you are in that range based on what, the cell towers, the mobile phone towers, you will get notified?
Yes, you will. It's based on signal strength or some other triangulation that takes place on the network itself, and it may in fact incorporate into the future your GPS chipset if there is one in your handset, but most of the time it's based on signal strength. So if you're in that zone, you happen to be sort of relative to the individual who's gone missing, and therefore you'll get a text message via SMS.
What's the benefit of geotargeting in this way, Katina?
A lot of people in the space of a national emergency talk about warning. So the earlier we can be warned about something, the better prepared we are to respond. In the case of a high-risk missing person that's been identified as high risk based on existing information, it might be someone living with dementia, it may be a young child who's gone missing in a crowd, or someone with severe medical conditions that may need near real-time response. And so what it does is it cuts down the amount of time that's required to locate someone. And just to give you some figures, before this system went live, we had about 147 people on long-term, basically missing register. So they were on the register for more than 90 days. That's 147 people per year, per annum. And now we've cut that number down to 18 per year.
What?
Because, yeah, that's what the statistics are saying online. So we're using this tool effectively. People are observing people at the local area. And, you know, it doesn't take long for a child, for example, with autism to drown in a puddle of water if they don't have a parent or guardian. Nothing replaces the vigilance of a parent or a guardian or an observer or a carer. But I would like to say that technology can come to our aid on these occasions.
And is that just because, you know, the information is getting out to a wider audience? It's coming straight to our phones, which we all have, we all carry with us, rather than hoping that, you know, a social media algorithm pops it high in our feed, or, you know, we might be reading the local paper that day. Is that the effectiveness of it? It's just mass bombing information?
Yeah, it's instant, it's immediate. You know, people do look at their SMS, although I must say increasingly the way in the States that they're delineating between these spam messages that are coming via SMS to our handsets through advertising,
yeah,
they're actually adding an audible alert. So my phone doesn't just vibrate, it doesn't just get a ping, it also makes a sound, right? So you're alerted. Now, what that does, unfortunately, some of the time when it's overused as a service, as we do see it overused, for example, in the state of Arizona, is you stop looking at the phone every time it beeps and every time there's an alert. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of missing persons. There's a lot of crime that happens. And it can have a chilling effect where people just say, I just want to switch it off. I don't want to be notified about missing people or people who are being kidnapped or blah, blah, blah. And a lot of the time as well, there are hoaxes. And yeah, just to repeat that number, it's that 61444444444 that is the official SMS that you should be receiving and none other. So you want to be able to delineate between hoaxes, spam, and other attacks like phishing attacks.
Yeah, because we are also seeing geotargeting used in that marketing sphere as well. Like, it's not just our emergency services who are able to use this sort of data-driven information overload.
Exactly. And, you know, people are disturbed by this. So there are settings in your handset. If you look at that advertising default setting, particularly on the Apple handset, you will basically be able to switch it off if you don't want to be, you know, you don't want a store knowing you've just gone in. This is without even using like your COVID safe app in New South Wales, checking in and checking out. You're getting these direct marketing messages coming to you. And so here we have the police saying now, well, look, we should be using this kind of feature for good, for the benefit of missing people and their families who are, you know, so sad that they've gone missing and needing them to be found because of medical conditions or their age or wandering onto something and having an accident. And then you've got these other things. And the other concern at the moment is people are talking about the legislative reach. You know, at the moment, there was no change in legislation to allow this feature to take place, this geotargeting tool, because we already had it for the bushfires, chemical fires and floods. And we just sort of increased the provisions to allow for limited constraints and circumstances. But people are saying, has the government or have policing powers or intelligence now gone too far with their power over Telstra, Optus, TPG, Telecom, and now this other bills that are coming through, like the Critical Infrastructure Bill, the Surveillance Legislation Amendment Bill on Identify and Disrupt, you know, for crime, and then the Online Safety Bill. So we've got all of these things happening at once. It's a wonderful time for technological change and innovation to support people in need, especially when it's concerning serious safety issues. But at the same time, we have to think about what does this mean as we change along with our technology. So community does play an important role. We need to be aware and I think take these messages seriously. We could actually save a life.
At the same time in the technology world, just as we sort of start using something from, as you said, March this year, there is something already in the works to supersede it. What do you think the future of geotargeting is?
Oh, look, I think it's going to be two-way. It's not just going to be observers being targeted because they are in a particular location for things like missing people. But if we're using this for missing people, we may well use this for other types of regulation, proving someone has been speeding, other criminal investigations. You know, you happen to be at a location when a crime took place and you say, well, I didn't see anything happen. And they say, but we've fixed your mobile to that location or to the buffer of that location. Please come in. We need to talk to you. So there is also the potential for AI to be corroborating location movements with CCTV, with drones, with dash cams in police vehicles and mobile CCTV. We have this panoply of technologies that may converge to offer us new capabilities, but how we use those capabilities is highly sensitive, highly pertinent, and requires a lot of discussion and deliberation. I think the community needs to be more involved in these debates, these national debates. So yes to a national emergency warning system, who would say no to that after what people suffered during the Victorian bushfires? They'd pick up the phone to dial 000 and couldn't, and so many of their loved ones went missing and there was no response. And so here we're etching closer to more responsiveness through our innovations, but at the same time we're encroaching on privacy. Potentially we require more security and we want to minimize the disruption in the society to heighten their sort of awareness and alertness of criminal activity, but at the same time, if they've seen something and they can help someone, why not?
It's so interesting. Katina, I really appreciate you talking us through it this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Dr. Katina Michael there, school. She's from the School for the Future of Innovation in Society at Arizona State University. Also does some work with the University of Wollongong. Just taking a look at geo-targeting, as you may have received that text message on Wednesday night into Thursday. It worked. The missing teen was found in and around the Maitland area, but do be aware that these messages could still come from New South Wales Police. If you get a message with a lot of fours in it, it'll be 61444444. It is not spam. That is this new system that New South Wales Police are using when it comes to missing persons.